This is the Ambrosiano
Radio Show with Holly Breen. Hello, podcasters. Welcome to the show.
Hi, buddy.
It's our fifth last one. You're into vintage territory.
Yes.
You're into, this is it. Enjoy it. It's the last time you'll hear the two of us together on a Monday. We talk about Donald Trump.
He's an idiot.
Barbara Streisand.
She's wonderful.
Ed Cavalli.
He's a lovely man.
And replacing you.
Yes.
I talked about my favourite subject, cricket.
Yeah, there's a lot of it. There's a goat in there.
Playing for Australia.
That's the truth.
I sang my weekend.
Yes, she did.
Prince Harry's engaged. And you've got hemorrhoids again.
And I'm pumped up about Queensland.
I do have hemorrhoids again. You need to go to both of our websites. My second and final shows are close to selling out. mrussiano.com.au. Please come and see me do stand-up. You'll enjoy it much more than the radio. I do. And
yes,
Harley.
Same thing for me.
HarleyBreen.com. Yeah. Go get along. Get our tickets. It's worth seeing us in our natural environments. And you'll understand who we are on air so much better.
And you'll question the decision to ever put us on the radio.
I say f*** is a noun. Bye, podcasters.
See you, c***ies.
This is the Ambrosiano Radio Show with Holly Breen.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
It's a Monday morning.
Yes, it is. And my face feels it.
Why just your face?
Where's
the rest of your body?
The only bit that needs to work at the moment.
It's like you forget every day you're a breakfast radio host. Sorry, mate. Only a week to go. You'll get
one week.
Hey. Weather cloudy today. Chance of a shower this arvo. Tops of 26 in the city, 28 in the west. You are with Em and Harley. Now, look, new train timetables today.
Oh, yes.
Just calm your knickers. There's going to be some problems.
People are going to get confused.
There's going to be some. Some people didn't even realise they swapped over. They're going to turn up for the 7:03 and it'll be 7:08.
Yep.
Just relax. It's the first day.
Do what I do. Just turn up to the train station and hope for the best.
Oh, me too.
When one turns up, you're like, that's amazing.
It's always good. It's always good. Lots to talk about in the show today. Obviously, oh, God, so much. I had a few things go wrong.
You did an accident.
I had a couple accidents on the weekend.
Yes.
I destroyed two cars.
Wow.
Good for you.
I own both of.
I did a family-friendly festival and didn't edit my material.
Oh, God.
What? Gee. How are we even put pants on every day? I also want to discuss a very important question.
What?
How many holes does the straw have?
Two.
Does it? Or is it just one continuous long one?
Oh.
I've just blown your tiny mind.
You pinch in the middle, it's two.
Ah.
But that's not how the straw is intended.
Sometimes.
Not always. We'll discuss this later because it has caused major arguments in my house.
Is it?
How many holes does a straw have, you guys? Think about it. Hold it in your hearts and we'll do it sometime in the show. Donald Trump.
It's a good start, isn't
it? I know.
6:05.
But it's just, I know, he's just the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
And it's all well and good. It's fun and games. We can laugh because we're in another country.
Yeah.
You know, so.
As far away as you can get.
We're just pointing and laughing from underneath everything, just going, thank God.
Yeah.
And Pauline Hanson didn't even get a seat so far.
No.
So I'm very proud of this country today.
Yeah.
I feel like, well done, Australian voters.
Yes.
But the American voters, not so much. Donald Trump tweeted about Time Magazine's Person of the Year, which he won last year, by the way.
Yes.
And he tweeted.
It's important to note, too, Person of the Year is not necessarily just a positive thing.
No.
It's they're saying the person that's influenced the most of the world
this
year.
The most reported on, the most talked about, the most notable.
They also wanted to make Osama bin Laden the front cover.
Yes.
That year. So
I feel like there's been a few questionable cover girls.
Yeah.
Trump tweeted, Time Magazine called to say that I was probably going to be named Man of the Year like last year. Ronnie Chang voice.
He also did man and then in brackets person.
Person, yeah. But I would have to agree to an interview and a major photo shoot. I said probably is no good and took a pass. Thanks anyway.
Yeah.
So he was upset that they said he's probably going to win and he wanted some assurance.
Yeah.
And Time actually took the extraordinary step of tweeting the president back
yeah.
and said, The president is incorrect about how we choose person of the year. Time does not comment on our choice until publication, which is December 6th.
So, turns out, hashtag fake news. Again.
Look, I get it. He's just assumed he's going to win again.
Yeah.
Taking some liberties.
I think he assumes he's going to win a lot of things.
I think he does too.
Well, the presidency. That turned out right.
Well,
didn't
that's true. Yeah. But also, he's on track to triple Obama's time on the golf course.
I just read this. That's impressive. He's tripling Obama's time. He has not been in office for a year.
Yep.
Obama was there for eight. Avid golfer.
Yes.
Loved it.
Yes.
Trump's about to triple it now.
Yep, I'm so proud of him. He spent Saturday at his Trump International Golf Course marking the 81st day that the president has visited one of his golf courses and his fourth straight at the club. He was running the country from the golf course.
That's amazing.
He's played golf the last 4 days in a row.
Yeah.
They're on the precipice of nuclear war.
Oh, there can't be much going on. There can't be much going on over there. It's only a population of 300 million.
It just says it's unclear, however, whether Trump actually does golf each day or if he just hangs out at the course.
Oh my God. Well, that's what I was thinking. Does he actually get out on the ground? He's an older man. Does he walk the grass or probably gets in a buggy or does he just sit at the bar? I feel like he has a wine spritzer. He looks like a wine spritzer drinker.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
Oh, Trump. There you go. Thanks, everyone.
On yesterday, down in Victoria was the Queenscliff Music Festival, and I was a part of that festival. And I asked before I got there, should I be editing my material?
Yes.
And no one replied.
I have
me.
Several friends who were there with their children yesterday.
Yes.
My cousins were there.
There's children everywhere.
Heaps of children.
Yes. So, and the stand-up comedy gig was programmed at 11:45 in the a.m., which is...
Early.
Really stupid to put on stand-up comedy at that time, certainly with one Harley Breen headlining. Whatever. I went on stage. The three comedians before me... sort of tiptoed into the realm of maybe shouldn't say that in front of a child. Just a little, just...
And there's ways to dance.
You just dance around
sexual innuendo and different levels.
Yes, right. Yeah. Well, 2 minutes into my set, I said, if you haven't figured out yet what I'm about, parents, you should get your kids and get the F out of this tent right now. I had another 20 minutes to go. And just like at different moments, I just saw well-meaning parents just get up and just walk out. Thank you. I'm like, sorry, see you later. And it was fine. Cracking gig, an amazing turnout. Thank you very much, Queenscliff. At the end of the performance, I sort of wandered around the festival a bit and was getting a couple of winks and nods from fathers. I'm like, is everything all right? You've got some things to explain to your kids, I'd imagine.
Okay.
Thinking maybe it's fine. Like, there wasn't super young kids in there. There was some teenagers, which I commented on at certain moments of the material. Anyway, right at the end, as I was about to pack up the car and go home, I had a lot of beer tickets left that I was given as a part of the rider.
Beer ticket.
So you just have beer
tickets. Is that where you got paid in?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
And then I went to the bar because I thought, I'll just give beer tickets. I can't use these.
Okay.
I'll just give beer tickets. And then there was no one sort of waiting to get a beer for me to give them to. So I was like, oh. And then the guy behind the bar, he was waiting to serve someone, and he nodded at me, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll go over, and maybe I can leave them with him. And he went, ah, the filthy swearer. Oh,
God. What? I had complaints.
I went, ah, oh, yeah, I am a pretty filthy swearer. I said, do you get to drink at work? And he was like, yes. And I went, oh, well, then just have these. And he went, nah, that was a bloody good show, mate. Good on ya.
Joining us now, look, a beautiful, glamorous Sydney girl. He's living in LA, just killing it. She was on the best season of RuPaul's Drag
living
Race.
Living her best life.
She is living her best life. Please welcome Courtney Act.
Good morning.
Courtney, stunning. What time do we get up in the morning to achieve this glow?
Too early. Oh. But can I tell you, I just, you know, for a visual, for those of you listening at home, I have come as like a usherette from Rocky Horror kind of thing. That's the vibe I'm not intentionally looking for, but...
Look at the lining matches the dress, matches the hat.
I know. Oh, and I had gloves as well, but, you know, it's radio, so
Oh, no, this video. There'll be photos of
shit.
You. Don't worry.
I mean, sugar. Oh.
And
I
also you can say shit on okay. this show.
You're
fine.
Holding your headphones down like an Amish beard so yeah. it, it doesn't ruin your hair.
This is my ZZ Top impersonation.
Now, you hear, of course, Greece is yes. happening in January. We're very excited. You are a teen angel. Of course
I am.
And
well, not of course. I mean, I feel like Sandy would have been the obvious choice, Em.
Yes.
I love that you're still dirty about that. Oh, mate. Mate, don't think I didn't fight people for Rizzo.
Oh, I was pipped at the post to play Carlotta in the telly movie about her life, and now this. However, it's made slightly more sweeter because Danny Minogue left a lovely comment on my picture saying that she's very glad that I'm playing Teen Angel. So I was like, thanks, Danny.
Oh, well, nice. The Minogues, you're vindicated.
Endorsed.
You're done.
Endorsed.
Yes, Minogue endorsement.
Bringing the foot down. The foot is down.
You've got it on your head. And so you've had to add a third show. So it's tickets at ticketek.com.au. You need to get along before... You know, before it's just all gone. It's
and, like, when we say we've added a third show, it's at the Kudos Arena.
Yeah,
like,
it's an arena spectacular, yeah. Courtney.
There's over 500 people in the cast. Like, actually, that's not just me being sensationalist. There's more than 500 people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like a chorus of hundreds.
Have you heard the theatre rule? It's cast plus one or you don't go on stage.
Yeah, never perform to anything.
Well, so you need 501 people.
Jeez,
just
I've
to
done
do
a few
show.
Gigs. I've done
that. Oh, mate, I've done some gigs. Actually, no, I only need two people in. Cast plus one.
I have backing dancers in a 10-seater right. when I started yeah. out, so well. Yes. And what else? Now, RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 3 has been announced. Are you happy?
I am happy. I love watching All-Stars.
Oh, me too.
I love watching RuPaul's Drag Race. It's because I was a fan of the show before I was on the show, and I'm still a fan of the show, and I just can't wait. I love Trixie Mattel.
Yes, I
think she's my fave.
Yes, I'm so excited she's on because a lot of RuPaul's fans won't know her so far back. So, so exciting. Are you going to make an appearance?
No, not for me. I'm just going to make an appearance from the comfort of my living room.
Good place.
On my Instagram story. Yes. Just, you know, throwing in my 2 cents, 10 cents, how many cents.
Oh, I love that. It's Gogglebox with drag queens and I would watch the shit out of that.
Boom.
Well, Courtney is, of course, joining the cast of Grease as a teen angel, Jan 9 and 20 at Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets at ticketek.com.au. Thank you for being here so early.
Thanks, Em. Hey, and gorgeous. Also, I'm going to be in Sydney later on in the month with my show Under the Covers at the Seymour Centre for the Mardi Gras Festival.
Yes. How do we find out about that?
Courtneyack.com/under.
Amazing. Oh, yeah, go lovely. See that. That'll be fantastic. And you're in the front starring role where you should be, doll.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Courtney.
Thanks, guys.
You, thank you.
Feeling crappy? We want you to get happy. Hi, I'm fitness trainer Tiffany Hall.
And I'm clinical psychologist Cass Dunn.
Our podcast, Crappy to Happy, gives you the tools to feel happy and awesome.
It's not about a drastic life overhaul. It's simple strategies for physical and emotional health.
If you're into living and feeling better, you'll love Crappy to Happy.
Download the app. Or listen now at podcastone.com.au.
No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Oh, my gosh. We have $1,000 as the prize for What's a Superior
Today. What are you talking about?
Every day this week, because Got You Rideside Rescue are there just when you need it. Visit gotyou.com.au. They are sponsoring What's a Superior this week.
They get a grand.
They're bloody legends. Jeez. Let's play the jingle.
What's a Superior? We're talking about now. With thanks to Got You Roadside Rescue, just when you need it, visit gotyou.com.au.
Oh, yeah. You got it all in there, didn't you? Just all of it.
I was just in with MDV, who made that for me this morning. Yes. And I said to him, because the staff Christmas party was on Friday.
Yes.
Neither of us went.
I did.
You went? Yeah. You're such a traitor.
Why?
Because you're like, I never go to these things. I'm not going to
No,
these
no,
things.
No.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, I had a
Am
drink.
I the only person that didn't go?
No, I didn't go either.
No. I think there were plenty of people not there.
And I joked, I'm like, oh, how many times did you get asked how hard I was to work with? And MTV goes, oh, you're not hard, but I've seen you snap at people. Okay, what?
Wait.
You know, when they bring you in a sheet and it's not right.
Were you there?
Nah, he didn't go either.
No, that's what I thought.
Look, what do you mean I snap at people? He goes, well, you know, if things aren't right, then, you know, you tell them. I'm like, yeah, I'm live on air, bitch. And he goes, that's what I mean. So there you go. I didn't know you went.
Yeah.
I was away.
Yes.
On the tour to Scott.
I had a drink. Just one responsibly.
How long were you there for?
For 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Hang on a minute. Okay, I feel better now.
I stopped in, I had a tipple, and then I left.
So you weren't...
6 hours later, I came to.
Is that true? How long were you there for?
Oh, yeah, 4 hours, I guess.
He left at 12.
12. Thank you.
Oh, so you were all having a big laughy-yappity-yappity. I assumed you weren't going, so I didn't feel bad about not going. You don't go to anything.
Oh, I go to things.
I can't think why this team didn't work. We're so tight. Today's What's a Superior is, I feel like my entire team went to the Christmas party and conspiratorially didn't tell me because they didn't want me there.
Well, it's good we're having the conversation live on air.
I don't care anymore. Until last week. You're leaving. I'll say whatever I want. Right. Maybe they'll take us off air early just in case and send us on holidays. That would be a shame. Today's What's a Superior is, what's a superior awkward conversation you've had in the car?
Perfect timing.
No, you're not getting stuck. I don't care. You're all leaving.
What?
Off you go. Sometimes we wait until we're in speeding vehicles to have tough conversations because the person can't escape. So if you'd like to win $1,000, what's a superior awkward conversation you've had in the car?
Yes.
I told my eldest daughter about periods while we were driving at high speeds.
Oh, how old was she?
She was like 10. And she refused to talk about it. Every time I bring it up, she's like, blah, 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 every time. And I had to make her a little pack to put in her bag just in case, the undies and the pads, just in case.
Sure.
And I was trying to put the pack in her bag, and she's like, I don't want the pack. I do not want the pack. And so we're in the car. As we were driving, I produced the pack from my pocket, and I said,
As you're driving.
Yep.
Good.
Put this in your bag right now. Yep. She says, I don't want it. I said, you know where you need it. She's like, don't. And so then I explained the whole thing about periods and why she needed the pack and would not let her unlock the doors until she put it in her backpack. And then when she got home that day, she's like, I threw it in the bin anyway. I'm like, they're brand new knickers.
As you know, my dad was previously, or still is, an ordained reverend of the Methodist order. I was in the car with my best friend at the time. We were 14-year-olds. We were at the time of life where we were exploring ourselves, and I asked my father in front of my friend if he ever partook in solo lovemaking, is the best way I can put it on the radio.
Amazing.
And my 14-year-old mate was like, what are you doing? I don't know.
Did he answer?
Yeah.
And?
And that was about how he answered it too. He was like, oh, yeah. That's been a... Okay, boys.
Fantastic. 131060, that's what we want. Awkward. What's the superior awkward conversation you've had in the car? You can get $1,000 thanks to Got You Roadside Rescue. We'll take your calls next.
Want more Em Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
The Em Rossiano Radio Show.
With Harley Breen.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now? With thanks to Got You Roadside Rescue, just when you need it, visit gotyou.com.au.
Hey, Jake and Cronulla.
Oh, g'day. How are you?
No, I'm good, mate. What's the superior awkward conversation you've had in the car?
Well, I was up shopping with my ex-girlfriend up at the local Westfield shopping centre, and her black belt father came to pick us up after a day of shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And he got in, once we got in the car, he goes, oh, what were you guys shopping for? And she just said, without even thinking, oh, I needed a new bra because my bra strap broke, like the clips on the back. And without even thinking, like, I wasn't even thinking about it, 2 minutes later, I could still see her dad death staring me from the rear vision mirror to the back seat.
Oh, Jake. First of all, well told.
Very well told.
Yeah. Second of all, drop
the client's name in there.
Yeah, fantastic. So you get $100 Westfield cash and stay on the line. We'll see how you go for the $1,000.
Very good.
Hayley. Hello, Hayley.
Hello.
What's the superior awkward conversation you've had in the car?
My 17-year-old stepson was asking for advice of his new girlfriend, who isn't as experienced in the way of love as he is.
Oh, and he waited for you to be in the car?
Yes, yep.
What,
maybe so I couldn't walk away. It was a bit awkward.
Oh, good. Perfect. That's what we're looking for. Is Gina not there?
Do you know why you can have these awkward conversations in the car?
No escape.
No eye contact. It's not the no escape.
Oh.
You don't have to look at the person because they have to look at the road, and then you can pretend you have to look at the road as well.
It's true.
And then you just talk.
It's very important to look at the road. Hayley in Wollongong, hello. No, it's Gina back. My screen's doing things like
that. Yeah, my screen's gone crazy.
Hi, Gina. Hello, Gina. Okay, we'll go to Hayley. Hey, Hayley.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. What's the superior awkward conversation you've had in the car?
I was in the car with my dad 3 hours into a six-hour drive when I had to turn to him. I was 18 at the time, and I had to turn to him and tell him that I was pregnant. So once I finally got that out, he looked at me, and instead of giving me the expression I thought I was going to get, he said, I have to tell you something too. My wife's pregnant as well, so.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You were becoming a mother and a sister at the same time.
That is amazing. I was.
In a matter of 4 weeks apart as well, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, Hayley, thank you.
So
well,
is your child 4 weeks older than your half-brother or sister?
She's 4 weeks older than my sister, yeah.
Well done.
So good. Good. 4 weeks older than its auntie.
My brain hurts.
So weird.
Gina, what's the superior awkward conversation you've had in the car?
Hi. I told my ex-husband I was leaving him because he wouldn't listen to me any other time. Coming back from a family do.
Yes.
I said to him, I've put a deposit on a plate. I've ordered the removalist. I'm leaving. And he went into a bit of a shock, stopped the car, and I had to take over.
Good on you, Gina.
Gina, you've won $1,000.
What a bloody boss move.
Oh, thank you.
All right, mate.
I love that you just got all your ducks in a line and just dropped it on him as you're driving. Gina's still loving it.
Greatest thing I ever did, she says. Got you, Roadside Rescue. You got $1,000, Gina. You enjoy that. And everyone else, you
thank
get...
Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome, darling. Everyone else gets $100 Westfield cash. Thank you, Cole. Good morning, Liam Penrith.
Hey, oh my God, you picked me.
Yeah, we picked you because we liked your reason. What are you going to do with the money?
I'm going to send my nana on a dirty cruise.
That is so excellent.
Good.
There's nana old people cruises now, and you know, she needs to get out there and meet someone new.
Yeah, and those things are known. When old people get together on a boat.
Oh, yeah. How
old's
Nana?
They've got, like, specifically themed ones. She's 82.
Oh, yes, yeah, she's going to rock it out on the cruise ship.
Do they have sexy...
She's a young 82.
Do they have sexy senior cruises?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do now. They can do speed dating and all sorts of stuff, like to get a mingling.
Great. I really want to go and get involved in it.
I got offered to entertain on one. I was like, that's not for the best.
That would be. I would love to entertain on that. It would be incredible. All right, well, let's get
you
that
love
money.
You.
Let's get you that money.
We'll do you the we'll do the absolute best we can. Your letter is D. Well, Lee.
And Lee, you've already got $100 Westfield cash because we're making it rain today. So that's already a win for you.
Yay.
All
now
right.
You're just going to get through 10 D questions and we'll give you $10,000. We're going to take your first answer. You can only use it once and your time will start after the first question. Go fast, Lee.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Name a breed of dog.
Doberman.
A 90s TV show.
Pass.
A male actor.
Dave Chappelle.
A gemstone.
Diamond.
A shoe brand.
Pass.
A book.
Don Cody.
A shampoo brand.
Dove.
An occupation.
Doctor.
An insect.
Dragonfly.
A flower.
Daisy.
A 90s TV show.
Doug.
Oh. Did she get Doug in there? Because that's correct.
Doug. Doug Funny.
Yeah, no, Doug's on the list here in front of me.
Oh, no way. Double.
Doug's written on the list,
Doug's
and they're saying no to Doug.
Doug's on the
on the buzzer.
Oh, oh. Right, okay.
On the buzzer counts, though, doesn't it?
$700, Lee.
$700, mate. Yes.
Very good job. Yay. Congratulations. You should be able to get her on a cruise for that.
Yeah.
I'll get her halfway there, at least.
Yeah.
One way, leave Nana at the port. She might get lucky.
Mum can chip in for the rest.
Sure. Good on you, Lee. Enjoy your $100 at Westfield as well. No worries.
Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland, and my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl, was a story about my childhood.
A childhood with mentally ill, addict parents, child protection, foster care, and more. But my mum says none of it is true. So now we're comparing our versions of the past with my Podcast One series, Mum Says My Memoir Is a Lie. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
I want to talk about something I'm very passionate about.
Yes.
Barbara Streisand.
Never heard that before.
Barbara Jones Streisand.
No, you've never mentioned it before. You don't have shirts with her on or badges.
I actually have three brooches with Barbara Streisand and two T-shirts with Barbara Streisand on it. Barbara Jones Streisand. And
do you like that song that just goes, it's like a dance song? And the
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, do you like that?
Yes, because Odette used to sing it.
Because I don't mind it.
But I
Barbara
like
Barbara Streisand. Yeah. It's a bit happy.
Yeah. I do like this song. Because Odette used to sing Streisand, Streisand. And then she'd go, Streisand, Streisand.
It's like they, it's like they wrote us our own opener.
Pretty much.
For Barbara Streisand.
Oh, that's such a good idea. Let's start again. I want to talk about my favourite topic.
Barbara Streisand.
Very good.
So what?
Couldn't have done it better myself.
Well, on Thursday, she released her Netflix special On the World and did not disappoint.
You mean her Netflix special? She released it On the World. I thought her special was the subject, The World.
Oh, no. No. So Barbara Jones Streisand released The Music, The Memories, The Magic.
Wow.
It was.
The low-key intro.
You don't even know. So we start the whole thing on Babs on her private jet playing cards with her dog in her lap.
Of course we do.
One can only assume that she was winning because who's going to beat Babs?
Yes.
Do you know why she grew her nails long?
No, I don't.
Because
and didn't know that they were.
She has iconically long nails. Like
right.
Whenever a drag queen impersonates her, it's always with the hands, with the nails. Okay. She's like, and she learned that because someone was trying to make her become a secretary. So she grew her nails long so she couldn't type.
No.
Yes. Barbara Jones Streisand.
That's clever. Or you could just say no.
No. Well, back in the day, women didn't really say no, did they, to those types of things. Yeah. Well, she's 75, doll.
75.
Oh, she looks incredible.
Oh. Does she?
Well, from far away.
Bit my name.
When you get up close, she's great. And
up close, we're all melting. Don't get too close to this.
Funny is the term melting with Babs. But look, she's there and she's in her private jet with Sammy, her dog, who tragically died in May.
Oh.
And at the end of the show, there was a tribute to Sammy. It was very sad. Now, then she gets off her jet and she's arriving, pretending she says hello to the commoners.
Yeah.
Hello, staff. Hello, cleaning man. Hello, ice cream person.
Why is there ice cream?
Yeah, so she walks up to the only person, only pleb she can find to talk to.
Yeah.
And it's the guy running the ice cream truck. And she's like, well, I'm on a diet, but I'll try the mocha. And so, I'm like, Babs, you're 75, mate. Let it all hang out.
Have it.
Just have it. All. So she has her personal ice cream truck. And then she goes
so
in.
Good.
And she sits down and she starts and she says, I've always done my own makeup. Like, she's very proud of that.
Yeah.
And she says, you know, when I did Hello Dolly, they said, I'll try some makeup and you do some makeup and we'll see who you like better. And turns out that her makeup was best. And it's just literally, she goes, I'm going to go dramatic tonight. And then she just draws a black line on top of either eye.
And that's it.
And then perfection.
Excellent.
Just done.
Excellent.
And she's so proud of the fact she does her own makeup. I'm not joking. She drew a black line on top of either eyelid.
Or is that all you see her put on?
I feel like there was a team of spray painters.
She walked through a spray booth just as she arrived.
I feel like she had the makeup set in about 65, injected underneath the skin.
That's not even her head.
And then Babs cares, okay?
Yeah.
So she gets up and says, she opens with this classic. Like she came out swinging. She was on, wanted everyone on a high. Do you know the song?
I do know the song.
So this is classic Babs. She's like, you know,
it's a slow run up this.
You know, I was sitting at home and I was thinking to myself, you know what, Barbara? I have so many amazing memories. Light the corners of my mind.
Is she really talking?
Yes.
Excellent.
Barbara Streisand is famous for her sing-ways.
Sing-ways.
I call them sing-ways, right? Yes. So she'll just be chatting, and then all of a sudden you're in the middle of a song like you've been roofied.
Right.
It's incredible.
Don't do that.
And she did it again toward the end. She's like, you know, I was walking down the street. And I just thought to myself, people.
Do what you want, I say.
Incredible. But at the start of one song, she did a Carly Simon song, and then all of a sudden war came up on the screen behind her with a big cigarette red cross through it.
Yeah.
Barbara's Against War.
Yes.
And then there was a picture of a dead whale, and then there were shots of 9/11, and there were shots of the Holocaust.
What did it all
then
mean?
There were shots of nuclear tests.
Really?
It's just all the things Babs is against.
Oh, this is a list of my least favourite things.
It was like she just went, I just want a collation of the worst things that happened in the last 50 years to flash behind me while I sing this.
Should have edited some of those.
I have to say, it was 10 out of 10, everything you'd expect from the most self-indulgent diva in the world.
Wonderful.
And the show did end with a beautiful, touching tribute to her dog, Sammy.
Oh.
Sorry. Thanks for the music.
How much were those tickets?
Thanks for the music, the memories, and the magic. Joining us now, have you been paying attentions? And my soon-to-be new co-host, Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, good boy. Thank you all. Good to be here. Yes, have you been paying attention? The season finale is tonight, which is after 8:30, Channel 10. It's have you been paying attention to the whole year? Ooh. We're doing the whole year in an hour.
And I have not.
No one has. That's the thing. You ask people a question, like, here's a question for you from, was it January? No, March maybe. Who won the Gold Logie?
Oh.
See what I mean?
Sam Johnson.
Yeah, Sam Johnson. Yeah,
God.
Yeah.
Now you say it, I know it.
Yeah, it was last year it was a tie between B1 and B2. They haven't spoken since. Now, I'm not doing a quiz today, guys, because there's something much more important that's taking place. It's now the handover period over the weekend from it's schoolies.
Mm. Yes.
From the Queensland schoolies all go first. They have their week. But then, now it's the interstate schoolies that go and start getting it done.
So, I love that we have to have staggered starts on schoolies now.
Oh, definitely.
That's incredible.
Well, because you need a day to fumigate the rooms Dexter style, take down all the tarpaulin.
I also saw how the police are specifically targeting the toolies.
Yes.
Good.
And they were bringing out, saying, oh, mate, if you've got a fully grown beard, I'm going to be asking some questions. And I'm like, I feel like I went to school with guys who had fully grown beards.
I had a beard.
How we're discriminating.
Let's go around the room. Em, what did you do for schoolies?
I went to Pacific Championships. I was competing. I didn't have a schoolies. In hurdles. I was genius. Yeah. I didn't have a schoolies.
All right. Well, there you go. Maybe we could
go next year. I was in the Australian team. That would be amazing.
We can go next year.
Okay, great.
Nobody grow a beard. They'll kick us out. What did you do?
I dropped out of school at 15.
So you've been doing a long schoolies.
Yeah. I've been
still
in schoolies
hasn't stopped.
Every year since.
My kids got schoolies coming up.
I was going to ask.
2 years.
Okay.
I've planned. No, we're going to Europe. I'm whisking her out of the country.
Yes.
She turns 18. That's she finishes good. School and I'm just taking her out of the country.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Nothing like a labour camp in Siberia. They put you on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
So what I've done for you is, in honour of all of the Sydney kids and all the parents that will be listening right now that the kids have gone up to schoolies, is I'm going to give you schoolie of the year thus far.
Okay.
This is just from the first week of schoolies, schoolie of the year, three nominations, and let's let you guys decide who is this year's schoolie of the year.
Great.
Here is our first. I'll set the scene. So obviously, you know, everyone's standing around at Surfers Paradise and they're trying to do a news conference, and then it's kids jumping in and yelling over the back.
Yep.
What you've got to understand about these young gentlemen is there was about four of them, not a shirt between them. Take it away, boys.
We're sleeping in a car. We couldn't even get a hotel.
Oh, don't say that.
Okay.
That's great.
Fantastic.
Can we hear it one more time? Because you've got to listen closely to his, because he says we're sleeping in a car. You've got to hear his mate go, don't say that. Like, chicks aren't going to dig us. Here we go.
We're sleeping in a car. We couldn't even get a hotel.
Don't say that.
Don't say that, mate. Chicks won't want us.
Brilliant.
I love that he was wearing it as a badge of honour.
How do you know you've made it? Now to the girls. Now the girls, traditionally, are a little bit more, are better behaved.
Really?
Well, you'd think
not
so.
Not the ones I've seen.
Have a listen to these fine young ladies.
The table got thrown off the balcony.
Yeah.
Happens
every year, apparently.
Yeah. Table goes.
All the time. Every day in my house.
It's table day.
It's not a good party until the table's out on the nation's
It's Tequila Tuesday and Table Tuesday. But I believe nomination number three is going to be hard to beat.
Right.
The thing you need to know about this young gentleman is that he'll mention the prop that he has, in that it is a goon sack, but that he is holding it is full, and he's holding it aloft like it's Excalibur. Take it away, sir.
We have a goon sack, and we are charging on.
Let's give him another go. Have a listen to the passion with which he brings. He's a leader of men, this guy.
Yeah, he is
like Braveheart.
Yeah.
Have a listen to this bloke. Here he goes.
We have a goon sack and we are charging on.
We are charging on.
We are charging on.
He is William Wallace.
Yeah.
Who's with me? We're off to Centrelink.
He's a future leader, that guy.
Wow.
Who do we like? Drum roll. Who do we like? Sleeping in a car. Balcony.
I'd have to say sleeping in a car.
Yeah, I was so proud.
Ladies and gentlemen, your schoolie of the year for 2017. Look out for them in the High Court in a number of years. Take it away, gentlemen.
We're sleeping in a car. We couldn't even get a hotel.
How good is that?
Thank you.
See ya.
Thank you, Ed Gavely.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano Radio
Show. With Harley Breen. 131060, were you named after something possibly that children should not be named after?
Okay.
How did you name Marcella and Odette?
Marcella's name came from Stan Zemanek's wife.
Really?
I was laying on the couch super duper pregnant. I'm so sorry. I was laying on the couch super duper pregnant and 9/11 had just happened and I was flipping the channels. It was so stressful. And then Beauty and the Beast came on, that show.
Yeah, I remember. I used to watch
Stan Zemanek was the host and he was being horrible, as sometimes he could be, rest his soul. And he said, oh, Marcella said to me that I need to, you know, stop attacking these people. And I thought, Marcella. I need to give birth to someone who's strong enough to tell someone like Stan Zemanek to go because the world is going
brilliant
to hell.
Brilliant reason.
Is amazing.
And because it's an Italian name and my dad was hoping.
Sure.
So that's...
Yeah.
And Odette was named after Swan Lake from the ballet.
Oh, yes.
But yeah,
that
my
makes sense too.
Eldest daughter was named after Stan Zemanek.
They've grown into their names.
Yeah.
Leonard was... The inspiration was the great Leonard Cohen and the beautiful words that he's left the world. Walter was my partner's great-grandfather. Turns out was my great-grandfather as well, which I didn't know at the time.
Fantastic.
There's all sorts of different reasons that you name a child, is what I'm getting at. Mm. Well, parents name baby after their favourite restaurant after eating there every day for 2 months.
Okay.
And see, this is what the problem is, that we don't get licences to have children.
There is no
checks and balances.
Well, a name I wanted to call if I had another child is banned in this country.
What?
Duke.
Oh, you can't Duke because it's a military...
Commonwealth, something.
Yes,
you can't name your kid Princess, Prince, Duke.
You can't name them Lord. Anzac.
Yeah.
There was a couple. The wife was from New Zealand. The guy was from Australia or vice versa, and they had a little baby. Wanted to call it Anzac.
No.
The RSL said
No. Okay.
Justin and Jordan just love Olive Garden.
Oh, God.
A hugely popular restaurant chain.
That's okay.
Famed for its breadsticks.
Olive is fine. That's a nice name.
Yes. To give you an idea of how much they love it, they once ate there every day for 7 weeks straight. So they're normal.
Okay.
This came about after they bought a $100 never-ending pasta pass that allows Olive Garden customers unlimited pasta and soft drinks for a limited time. Yeah, they should make children.
Okay.
These people should make children because they're making great life choices.
As long as they didn't put the word garden in her name.
We committed to eating there every day for 6 or 7 weeks to get our money's worth, said the 28-year-old Justin. Yeah. It saved us several hundred dollars when we really needed it. Well, that's good, being fiscally responsible. So when their daughter came along, they decided on Olivia Garton.
No.
Because their last name's Garton. G-A-R-T-O-N.
Oh, no.
So instead of Olive Garden, they went Olivia Garton.
Oh, that's okay.
It's all right.
That's okay.
That's fine.
It's like they named her Hungry Jacks and it's a little girl.
Just as good. Justin, the father, tweeted, "We spent the first part of our lives loving Olive Garden. Now we get to spend the rest of our lives loving Olivia Garten." That's true. That's nice, isn't it? Now, there's been an issue with this. I don't know if you know this, but with our neighbours just over the ditch, New Zealand, they actually had to do something. I'm not sure of the exact makeup of the laws, but they had to stop people naming their kids ridiculous names that might impede their future.
Oh, right.
And a list of those names that brought about that law, one is Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii.
But that's just an amazing name.
Isn't that a fabulous
no,
name?
No, I actually love that name. I want to call my Shetland pony that.
Another, because there was some sort of thing where there was a traditional, you name your kid from where you hear about the birth.
Oh.
So one kid's name was Bus Stop.
I like that too.
And another kid's name was Race 6.
At Engine 60, were you named after something a little unusual?
Yeah.
We'll take your calls next.
Well, we put it out to the phones, 131060, if you've been named after something ridiculous. After a child was named after the food chain Olive Garden, the parents have named her Olivia Garten.
Well, at least they, like, put a spin on it.
Yeah,
the mother just flat out ripping the name off.
Well, the mother said, I'm only the third generation on my dad's side to be born in America. That's quite significant.
Yeah.
Jordan Garten, 26, told the ABC News, I just love Italian food, and growing up in Arkansas, that's pretty much one of the only Italian places that we ever go to.
Oh, is she Italian?
Yeah. Third. Yeah. Must be pretty proud in the homeland.
Quite definitely.
So 131060, we asked, have you been named after something a bit ridiculous? And the phones did light up. We are giving
$100 Westfield cash
back
this way. Yeah.
So there might be some reason there. But Jill, hello, Jill.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, very good. Were you named after something ridiculous?
I actually named my son after a really hot Welsh rugby player.
What's your baby's name?
Gareth.
And did you like the name Gareth at all, or you just liked the name Gareth?
Yeah, no.
It's not a name you'd attribute to a newborn. You expect all Gareths just to come out fully grown men.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, definitely. Buff.
Yeah, buff. Is your son buff now, Jill?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
That's great.
Great, I love it. Didn't even like the name Gareth.
And do you call him Gary?
Gareth.
Ooh, Gareth. It has to be Gareth.
All right, good.
All right, Jill, you get a $100 Westfield voucher.
Well done.
For your
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jill.
For your horny baby naming. Fiona.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, were you named after something a little odd?
Well, I was named after a model on a Scottish beer can.
That is, who picked that? Dad or mum?
That would be my father. That would
of
be
course.
My dad.
Yeah, that makes
How
sense.
How did he find out her name?
Well, the thing was, they thought I was going to be a boy, so they only had boys' names picked out, but he used to collect beer cans, and on the Scottish collection that he had for every month, there was a model for the month, and so he chose the one for December, because that's when I was born, and her name was Fiona.
Well, Fiona, my 1978 Land Cruiser is also named Fiona, so
It works. Well done, Fiona. That's all right.
Thank you.
$100 Westfield, a gift voucher coming your way, making it rain today. John in Campbelltown on 131060. Were you named after something strange, or did you name your child after something strange?
I named my child Aurora after a street sign in St. Mary's.
Just after a street sign?
Yeah, I was driving through St. Mary's and I seen a sign for, we're coming up for names, and I called the missus as soon as I seen it. I said, I like this name, Aurora. She goes, oh, Sleeping Beauty. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Well saved.
That's great. Good on you, John. You also get $100 for Westfield cash. Thanks, everyone, for your calls.
Bowls.
Sport.
Bowls.
Did you know that the Ashes were on right now?
Yes.
You knew?
I heard some whispering around.
God, it was news to me. I mean, I have been following it very closely.
There are people in my life that enjoy it very much.
Well,
often ask me to go and watch it. And if it's an establishment with beer, I will have my back to the TV.
I will be commentating it.
Yeah,
along
because you know about it.
Everything. Yeah. They're playing. It's playing at the Gabba. The first test is well and truly underway
in the suburb of Woolloongabba, Brisbane.
Yes, and expected to finish up today with an Australian victory. We're killing it, by the way. We only need 56 runs. We got 10 wickets in our back pocket.
And each game goes for 3.5 months.
Yes. And the second test of 5 does start December 2 at Adelaide Oval. But I'll tell you, it has been, you know what got my attention?
What?
It was a headbutt controversy.
What?
And I was like, hello.
And cricket?
Cricket just got very interesting.
How are they doing? Who's headbutting who?
Oh, I know. They got helmets on. But no, it happened at a Perth nightclub in a warm-up match. Allegedly, I'll chuck in there.
Makes more sense.
Allegedly, the English Cricket Board is investigating a shock report that their star keeper, Johnny Bairstow, headbutted Aussie opener Cameron Bancroft during a night out. Apparently, Johnny went old banny with his little bit of a Liverpool kiss.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Well, they're a bit loose.
Well, they're a bit loose.
I don't know if you saw this note that was sent through to us by Max, but apparently ex-cricket captain Freddie Flintoff is a flat earther.
He is a flat earther.
What?
Oh, no.
Not to be trusted.
Doesn't that make you judge him so hard?
Yes.
And every single thing you ever thought? Legit. Yes. I read that and went, Freddie Flintoff.
I haven't even read the article. Who knows what the actual detail is? I just read the headline.
That's what everyone does. What they do to me, he can have the same treatment. But the big thing is we've been accused of making the crease line thicker.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Well, how would that benefit?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I'll just tell you what happened right now. So middle order batsman Moeen Ali was building strong innings, right? It was like, oh, my God, England could be making a comeback here. They could be mounting a comeback. And then he was stumped by Payne, Tim Payne. Payne is our wicketkeeper, right? And he had his foot on the line, but you have to have your foot behind
the line,
right?
Yes.
So they've gone to the cameras. Everyone's looking at the footage. And he got called out.
Yep.
And there's been an uproar, and the English cricket fans are like, guys, clearly the line is wonky in the middle and slightly thicker.
Thicker.
And if that were a regulation crease line, he would have been safely in that line. It's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you backing them on that, or are you just saying it's true that they're going on about
this? I have looked at some of them have gone to the trouble of actually recreating red lines down the strip.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to say there is some shonky paintwork going on there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's true. Oh,
it's hot in Brisbane, though.
It could have melted.
Warped.
I know, but listen to this. Someone on Twitter who calls himself English Cricket Fan Love Heart said, for all the Aussie fans who are supporting Moeen Ali's out, even the line is cheating. R.I.P. to fair cricket. I love it. And finally, I want to talk about a goat. There's a goat in the cricket team.
What?
Yeah, there's a goat. His name's Nathan. Oh, no, that's not how that works. Oh, greatest of all time. A goat stands for greatest of all time.
Oh, it's not a goat.
I thought there was a bowler called Nathan who was a goat. Oh,
which, to be honest with you, if you want to get me watching cricket, you get a goat on the team.
You get a goat who can bowl
I'm there every day.
Oh, mate, watch it. I'll never leave. And that was...
Bowls, 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 bowls.
Sport, sport, sport.
Bowls, 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 bowls.
I know more.
As a goat.
Yeah, I know more
now. Nathan, and he's the greatest player.
Nathan the goat.
Nathan the goat.
He's the captain of the Australian cricket team.
Great spin bowler.
You heard it here.
It's not easy to spin bowl with a hoof.
No.
Where do you put the ball? You can't do the flip.
Yeah.
The flipper.
Well, they've got actually just two little bits
but how's he going to flip the ball?
You just jam it in there.
But he gets stuck. And then he goes in. And he might have been the guy who headbutted the other.
That's
goat's headbutt people.
Goats do headbutt.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Hey, Nicole in Liverpool.
Hello, how are you guys going?
Good, Nicole. Great. Are you ready to win $10,000?
I'm so ready. I'm nervous, though.
No, don't be nervous.
No, don't be nervous. Your letter's B right at the start of the alphabet. Well, second in. Don't get confused. It's not A. It's the next one. B for ball.
Okay.
Do only have 30 seconds, Nicole, so you have to be absolutely quick. Go with the first thing that pops into your head. It'll most likely be correct. And if you get all 10 right, you'll get $10,000. Got to take your first answer.
Fingers crossed.
And you can only use it once. Time starts after the first question. Right on, Nicole. Fingers crossed for you as well.
Thank you.
Here we go. Name a vegetable.
Brussels sprout.
An item you wear.
Bra.
A type of cheese.
Bigger.
A designer brand.
Oh, Jesus. Pass.
An airline.
Beirut Airlines.
A style of dance.
Break dance.
A condiment.
Barbecue sauce.
A board game.
Bingo.
A female music artist.
Beyonce.
Ooh. Get in there with Beyonce.
You're on a roll, and then you muck yourself up.
I know, I'm not cranky. Yeah, that's all right.
Bulgari. It is that. $600, Nicole.
$600.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, doll. Enjoy that. Coming up after this DJ Konski mashup, I'm going to tell you the greatest story in the world.
Okay.
I had a big call. Something happened to me on the weekend. Yeah. And I don't know how I should tell it.
Right.
I can either do it in singing form.
Yes.
To Tenacious D's Greatest Song in the World.
Yes.
Or I can just flat out tell the story.
I reckon a combination of both will probably happen.
A bit grumpy today, so I don't know how I'm going to get through the singing one. And I've lost all my confidence and nerve.
Right.
So I don't know what to do.
So there you go. Start it.
Maybe 131060. Would you rather me recreate it to Tenacious D's Greatest Song in the World?
Well, you know they're going to go with that.
Or should I just flat out tell it properly? We'll take your calls now. Let me know what you want to do. We'll take you on air and I'll do what the public wants.
Righto.
But I... Oh, God.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano Radio
Show. 100% of callers have asked me to retell my weekend in song form.
It's predictable.
Yeah, because I think people just want to see me crash and burn.
Well, maybe.
Sure, it's fine. Claudia, you called in. You want me to perform it?
Please. I'm in a really crappy mood today and I think Harper's bid me is.
I know.
So for all the Today FM listeners, please, just sing it.
Okay, it's going to be... Oh. So
you get $100 from Westfield, mate.
You got some Westfield cash, Claudia.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome. That makes my morning. I set my daughter in the wrong school uniform today. Lucky she could talk.
Oh, school uniform. Who cares? That's so dumb how schools go. Oh, this day you can't wear this one. Wear your sports uniform this
whatever.
Day. Whatever. So, on the weekend, I'll precursor the song I'm about to do.
You are jittery.
Yeah, I'm jumping. I've had to stand up. No, but I'm like, this is what I do for a job. I do song parodies, and I realise I've never really done one on our show because I can't be bothered.
Right.
And so they take a lot of work.
You're welcome, Sydney.
But they take a lot of work. Yeah. And I'm flat out just getting up and remembering to put pants on.
Sure.
And so I had the most hectic weekend, and a precursor with my husband and I, we went up to the mountains because he was participating in a bike ride.
Yes.
Okay? And we went out for dinner on Saturday night, early 6 o'clock dinner.
Yes.
So Scott could get home to bed.
Yes.
And what I'm about to tell you is what happened that night. This is going to be hectic. This is the greatest and best story in the world. And it's true. On the weekend, me and my husband, Scotty, we were away on holidays in a small, lonesome town. When all of a sudden, while out at dinner, the skies, they opened up in a small, lonesome town. And it rained! So we ran back to the car, but it wouldn't start because I ignored the warning light on the dash that said it needed diesel exhaust fluid. Well, me and Scott, we looked at each other and we each said, we're stuffed. So I had to call the NRMA, who just so happened to be 2 whole hours away. They were 2 whole hours away. I looked into his eyes, it was easy to see. He was considering divorcing me. Had to be up early. Once every 100,000 years or so, I do make a mistake. Hard to believe I know, hard to believe I know. Well, needless to say, I sent Scott home.
Bang, crack went the taxi door. But before he was gone, he asked me, "Be you forgetful?" And I said, "Nay, I've had a bit on, doll. Ah, whoa, whoa, oh, oh, this is not where the greatest story in the world ends. No, it gets much worse. After 5 hours in the rain by myself, oh, it got much worse. Oh, he was there for a bike race. Oh, had to ride up a mountain face. Oh, he was there for a bike race. Ho, 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 la flukey, fluk, fluk, fluky, fluky, fluk, fluk, flooby, dooby, doo, dooby, doo, boop, doo, doo, dooby, doo, doo, flooby, dooby, dooby, doo, flooby, dooby, flooby, dooby, doo, doo, doo. Yes. And the peculiar thing is, my friends, the next day after that fateful night, I decided to help and strap his bikes to the roof of the car. But I forgot they were on top. I drove into a carport. I ripped off his roof racks, completely destroyed them. Good God! Two cars destroyed in 2 days. Mine's been towed to God knows where, and Scott's front wheel just isn't there. I'm sorry, Scotty. Oh, hi, yeah, flooby doo. I'm sorry, Scotty. Oh, I'm so sorry.
There's a lot of people in here.
Thanks.
That was amazing. That was hectic.
So just to recap,
you destroyed two cars.
I destroyed my car because I ignored the red light. It got towed. Scott got into bed at midnight, got up at 6, rode 150 km. I thought I'd be helpful and put his spikes on top of the car. I drove the car into a carport and I ripped the roof racks off the top of his car and destroyed the front wheel of his bike.
You did a good job, mate.
And today's hard. Sorry, Scotty.
Listen,
Sydney. You're a Queenslander.
I am a Queenslander, born and bred, born in the town of Kingaroy. Those my know.
Of course, you were
the
born
name
in Kingaroy.
Kingaroy because of one Sir Joe Bjelke-Petersen, previous Premier of Queensland, one of the longest serving Premiers in Australia's history, if not the longest serving Premier.
You could do a whole stand up show just called The King of Kingaroy.
The King of Kingaroy. The Kingswood in Kingaroy.
Kingswood.
Ah, man. I ruined it. Then I spent the majority of my upbringing in the town of Bundaberg. You may be familiar with the rum, ginger beer, and sugar. Healthy town. Then went to the nation's capital. Capital. Diddling, ding, 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 Brisbane. All my family is still in Queensland. The love of my life is from Queensland. I love Queensland.
Why do I feel like you're running up to
there has been
there?
Several moments in my past where I have been slightly less than proud of the political behaviour of my home state.
Not today.
Not today,
today?
M. Rossiano. Not today.
Well done, Queensland.
I hold my head up.
So many times you've walked in with your head down and gone,
what have we done
I'm
now?
So sorry, guys.
Oh, God. Well, we nailed the state election, ladies and gentlemen, on Saturday. There was a fear, and there was a fear not only for Queensland, and I've said this for years and years, watch what Queensland does because it affects the federal election. It's why I have a joke on stage, why do Queenslanders still get to vote? They can't even figure out daylight savings. If you can't figure out daylight savings, you shouldn't be allowed a pen license. they voted very well. It was predicted by some of the polls and Pauline Hanson herself that she would win 11 seats. At this point in counting, and it is not finished yet, they have won zero.
Zero.
Zero seats.
I'm so proud of the Australian, you know what I feel like? I feel like everyone was so buoyed. They're like, oh, democracy works.
Yes.
Same-sex marriage
That's right.
came through.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people woke up and said, oh, I can actually have a say in how my country rolls.
Yes.
Because I think, well, the problem is so many of us feel so powerless
yep.
when it comes to the decisions of our government.
That's Correct.
And I think the last few weeks, I think it's put our politicians on notice.
And you know what the Yes and No campaign did, other than create a whole lot of trauma for the LGBTQ community, is that it activated the youth vote.
Mm.
The youth all of a sudden were pushed to get their votes and think about the voting process, and it was a really great thing.
Well, that's what Malcolm Turnbull doesn't realise.
Yes.
He's put together his own death party.
Yeah.
Because these kids are now all in. Before, they didn't really care enough, or they didn't see the point, or they felt downtrodden. But now they've been buoyed, and he has this, how many hundreds of thousands of new voters who will vote against him.
Yeah. And another great note on the Queensland election is Anastasia Palaszczuk, who is the premier up there, is now, I'm fairly sure, the most successful female politician in Australian history. Certainly premier of Australia, second time being voted in by a majority. Like I said, the counting is still going on, but at this stage I think it's 43 confirmed to the Labor Party.
Are you Queensland?
35 to the LNP, 2 to Katter's party.
Oh, good on you, Bob.
Katter's out. Most likely 1 to the Greens in Queensland's a big move for Queenslanders to vote in a Green.
Yep.
And once again, 0 to Pauline.
One Nation
That's
party.
That's 0.
That's so sad. Pauline. I've perked up a bit.
Yeah.
Because it's time for some royal watching.
Oh.
Oh, here she comes. Watch out, royal. She's stalking you.
Stalking.
Oh, here she comes. She's a royal watcher.
Sucking. We played that while Celeste was here.
Stalking.
And she was like, what's she saying there?
Stalking. Stalking you. Well, you guys. Oh, my God. Prince Ranga.
Yes.
We are so excited.
Yeah.
By the way, I married a Ranga, gave birth to a Ranga, I'm allowed to say it.
Son of, not sure.
Okay, that's your royal watching speculation, but in my mind...
I just think it's a funny joke.
He's Prince Charles's son.
He's Prince Charles's.
As far as we know, no one's done a swab test.
And whose business is it?
No one's.
Not mine.
Okay? Yep. Now, apparently last Thursday, we were expecting him to propose to Meghan Markle.
Yes.
But he has not. Now, Meghan Markle, of course, plays Rachel in Suits.
Correct.
And she has quit the TV show.
Yes.
Because, as she should, you should not... be someone's wife and have a job.
No.
Obviously.
That's two
you
jobs.
Should, exactly. Next, you'll be wanting to vote and drive a car.
Oh
mate. I'm a woman. I have equal rights. Whatever. Anyway, so Meghan Markle has said to have already moved to inside the gates of Kensington Palace.
Are you serious?
They're saying that she's preparing to make a full-time relocation to the UK, and people are just... I'll tell you, Harry, as a member of the Royal Watching Society of the World...
Are you?
Yes.
Paid your dues on that one,
Are you? Yes. I am actually the queen of it.
When's the next club meeting?
Oh, we meet weekly at the moment. We're at fever pitch.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to move to daily meetings of the Royal Watching Society of the World.
How many people are in this? Tens of people.
No, there's a lot of us. We are. They're a genuine association.
Yes.
And I've just got to say, on behalf of all of us, get on with it, mate.
Get on with
it. Oh, I'm so ready for a wedding. I am just...
Oh, we need one.
Ready for a royal wedding. Yeah. I mean, I'm a card-carrying feminist, by the way, but I will tape a royal wedding.
Oh,
I am a myriad of contradictions.
And now, listen, if this wedding happens...
I don't care about the monarchy, by the way. I don't care.
No, no, no.
Become
I'm
a republic. Whatever,
either.
Don't give a shit.
But it's not going to be a full-on... Oh. It's not going to be a big deal like his mother's and his brother's was.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just excited, and most people are excited. There's going to be a person of colour.
Yeah.
In the royal family,
in
the main royal family. Yeah. So that is fantastic.
Yes.
Everyone's like, great, good, moving forward.
And what's he, number 6 in line?
Fifth
in line.
Fifth.
So you could get all of them wiped out.
Sure.
And then his kids.
How about we just have them all abdicate and not kill them off?
I didn't say killed. I said wiped out.
Okay.
That doesn't necessarily mean
you're
kills.
Right. There's numerous things that wiped out.
Yeah, just wipe
they
them
could
out.
Be all surfing at once.
Yeah, wipe out.
Wipe out. Now, look, we're really hoping it happens before the end of the year. Now, Meghan Markle is attending the traditional Christmas Day celebrations at Sandringham, so we're perhaps thinking maybe has.
Sandringham, Victoria.
Yes. We'll get down. Now, apparently, Hazza has asked Queen Elizabeth for her blessing.
Yes.
and he didn't ask his grandfather because God knows what he would have said.
But I think you should keep Prince Philip away from Meghan Markle.
But the Queen is said to have given her blessing and just apparently just said, just bloody get on with it, Harry. We need a wedding. We need this. Harry, we all need a wedding, mate. It. Just get on with it.
But do you reckon they'll just do like a casual one in a
if
bar?
If they elope, so help me God, we riot. Members of the Royal Watching Alliance, hear my call. If those two elope, how dare they?
Yep.
And we riot Buckingham Palace.
Yep.
We turn up, we wave our flags, and we run in.
We're burning horse-drawn carts.
Yes!
That's what we're doing.
So that was this. I'll be doing daily Royal Watch.
Oh, I can't wait.
Just in case.
Yep.
Oh, my God. And if this, and if it happens while we're off air, I might have to come in and do it.
You're just going to break in.
Yep. 131060, what's the most embarrassing thing you've had to ask for at the chemist?
Oh,
131060. And the best caller is going to win tickets to R&B Fridays presents R&B Vine Days, Boyz II Men, TLC, Shrug It and more. Saturday, Feb 3, a Bimbadjan in the Hunter Valley. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. You'll also get $100 Westfield cash. Best caller, 131060. Most embarrassing thing you've had to ask for at the pharmacy.
Mate, I literally have a story that's not even 24 hours old.
I have one that's 24 hours old.
Bang.
Let's do it. And we're asking on 131060, most embarrassing thing you've had to ask for at the pharmacy. We got tickets to give away to R&B Vine Days and Westfield Cash. It's amazing what you guys will do and say about yourselves.
I specifically have material about this because of the first caller's answer.
Well, should we not? We won't blow the load.
No, I'll talk to her. I'll talk
well,
through
it's happening.
Her.
This comes up for me because I had to go into a pharmacy on, I had a pill every weekend, as we've heard, and it just got better, on Saturday.
Yep.
And my eye was very swollen
yep.
and very pink.
You had pink eye.
I did not.
This is twice this year.
It is not. It's you can see it's a sty.
That I know of.
It's a sty.
It's pink eye, everyone.
Anyway, I walked in and I said to the lady, oh, my eye's really red and sore. And she just goes to the whole pharmacy, which was chockers. Oh, you got pink eye, Joel. I said to her, I do not have pink eye. I need the stuff that you give people. There's a generic eye cream, antibiotic that you put. It's a sty. Yeah. Clearly it's a sty. I did not put poo in my eyes.
I think you protest too much.
No, but I couldn't. Like, I'm turning around to the people. Guys, it's not. I don't have stuff here. Because everyone just thinks you pretty much just motorboat feces.
Yes.
Like, that's the visual.
That's what I've been imagining.
That is the visual.
Everyone had a rough weekend. Is there a pile of crap? Just put her face
in the pharmacy asking for pink eye medication.
Yeah.
I did not have pink eye at a sty, but it's the same.
Okay. The pharmacy just needs to calm the hell down.
I know.
You know what? People turn up to this is what
you're vulnerable.
I talk about this on stage about the like I said, the first caller, and we will discuss it like a support network for each other. But when you get in there, you're in there for a minute without something in your hand, and a stranger will appear beside you and ask you if you want help. No, I don't want help. This is the awkward shit shop.
I don't want any help. I want to walk around. But then if you can't find it, you've got to choose your target wisely on who you ask for help.
That's right.
You know?
And then also, Jenny, take the white coat off. You're not a scientist.
Jenny,
but
you're a customer service.
I went in on the weekend, literally ahead of a gig, about an hour before a gig where I was talking about this exact situation. Mm. I went into the pharmacy and for the very first time, I was absolutely not awkward to ask for the product.
You just proudly, strong, independent woman.
Yeah. Well, let's go to Ali.
Okay.
Hello, Ali.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. What's the product that you had to ask for in the pharmacy?
So I was not even 21, so I was just 20.
I was the same age, by the way.
Yeah, I know, right? So my mum needed hemorrhoid cream.
Oh.
Sure, she did.
Sure, it was your
mum. I didn't even know what it was.
Right.
So I looked it up, and yes, I find out what it's for, but I was so embarrassed, and I realised that you could also use it for under eye bags.
Yes.
Which I really suffered from at that time.
Yes.
And I went in and told them that I had had a really big night and just needed it for my under eye bag.
Well, so what I say is there's no discreet way to buy it because there's two product names that you get to choose from. One's called Anisole and the other one's called Rectinol. Well, and I say it should be called It Might Be For His Eyes. When I walked into this pharmacy...
Anisole and Rectisole, they're really not helping you out.
No, well, I walked in and it was two elderly women, one working for the pharmacy and the other one just having a yarn with Jan. And I just went, you know what? These old girls know what I'm talking about. I just went, where's the hemorrhoid cream? They're like, righto.
So mine should just be called Poo Eyes. Okay. Jerry, g'day, Jerry.
Hi, good morning.
What'd you have to ask for that was embarrassing at the pharmacy?
Adult diapers.
Hello.
Adult nappies.
Hello. For yourself?
Yeah.
No, they weren't even for me, but no one ever believes that. And you feel like you have to tell them. You've got to be like, not for me, but I just need to find the adult nappies, thanks.
It just looks like you're planning a big night out, I reckon.
Oh, with my dog. My dog has puppies. And it's really weird. They can, like, keep the stuff in.
Oh, that just got hectic. Oh,
that was amazing. It was for your dog.
Keep the stuff in.
I don't know. Jessica in Parramatta, hello.
Hi. I used to work in pharmacies, so someone came to ask me for this.
Yes.
They were trying to buy condoms and wanted me to measure their region to see what area would, what one would fit them best.
What a creepy jerk.
Don't think that was really...
disgraceful behaviour.
I feel like he just wants you to touch his wang, Jess.
Yeah.
No, I thought the same, but he was being serious because I asked someone else asking the same question.
He just didn't know the size.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not really a try before you buy kind of a situation.
Yeah,
is
have you got any I can try one on? You got any testers? Let's look at testers here. Let's give the tickets to Ali in Oatley. Hey, Ali. You're off to R&B Fridays, Vine Days.
And wow! Thank you so much, guys. Love the show.
Enjoy
thank
that Rectinol.
Enjoy it. And everyone else gets $100 Westfield cash. Well done. That's it.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano.